Analysis: 90% of foreign-born state legislators in the U.S. are Democrats. By John Binder on September 6, 2022. Of the nearly 300 foreign-born state legislators serving across the United States, about 90% are Democrats, analysis shows. A report by Axios details the findings of analysis conducted by the New American Leaders Group, revealing that the overwhelming majority of newly elected foreign-born state legislators are Democrats representing Democrat districts. Nearly 300 foreign-born state legislators are serving in office across the U.S. and more than 9 out of 10 are Democrats, while less than 10% are Republicans. Black immigrants serving in office, in particular, are all Democrats, the analysis finds. Axios reports that foreign-born voters are among the fastest-growing portions of the electorate as the nation's demographics change. The analysis comes as the foreign-born population has hit a record-shattering 47 million under President Joe Biden's administration. In swing states, newly registered foreign-born voters often outpace electoral margins, suggesting their significance in swaying state and federal elections. Last month, a left-wing group said nearly 100,000 new foreign-born Georgia residents had become naturalized American citizens and thus are eligible to vote in elections. In the next 4 years, Democrats are hoping to register 1 million foreign-born voters as part of a transformative plan to reshape the electorate in their favor. The figures are vital to electoral politicking. Research has consistently shown that the larger a region's foreign-born population, the more likely that region is to vote for Democrats over Republicans. In 2019, for example, The Atlantic's Ronald Brownstein found that nearly 90% of House congressional districts with a foreign-born population above the national average are won by Democrats. This means every congressional district with a foreign-born population exceeding 15% has a 90% chance of electing Democrats and only a 10% chance of electing Republicans. The Washington Post, The New York Times, The Atlantic, Axios, The Los Angeles Times, and The Wall Street Journal have all admitted that rapid demographic changes spurred by mass immigration are tilting the nation toward a permanent Democrat political majority. The single biggest threat to Republicans' long-term viability is demographics, Axios acknowledged in 2019. The numbers simply do not lie, there's not a single demographic megatrend that favors Republicans. Already, the U.S. has the most generous immigration system in the world, expected to bring in 15 million new foreign-born voters by 2042. About 8 million of those voters will have arrived entirely due to the process known as chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the United States. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.